Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting with Angela Day. Angie, you're going to take us to Mont Ventoux.
I am.
Because the title of our talk is...
Mont Ventoux en vélo. Un petit tour de Mont Ventoux en vélo.
You gather from that, listeners, that we are in France. And vélo is the...
The French word for bike.
Right, so we know what a bike is. What about Mont Ventoux? What's that? Why particularly? It has this ring, doesn't it?
It does, yes. Mont Ventoux is in Provence, which is in the southeast of France. It is quite a mountainous area in the high, what's called the high area of Provence, les Hautes Alpes de Provence. But Mont Ventoux is kind of stands out on its own on the plains around Carpentras. It's about 20 kilometres northeast of Carpentras, and it is 1,912 metres high. And it stands out because on the top of it, you've got a weather observatory and a tower which you can see from all around that area. You can see it for absolutely miles. And at the top of Mont Ventoux, it's almost like a moonscape. It's got very white stones, white rocks, and they really do stand out. So it looks as if it is snow-covered, snow-peaked all year. And it's known as the Géante de Provence.
The Géante de Provence.
The Géante de Provence.
With a proper French accent. So, just a minute, how high?
1,912 metres high. So it's not the highest mountain of France, but it looks massive.
Because but that's 6,000 feet.
It is, yes.
And Ben Nevis is 4,000.
Yes. So you can imagine the height of it and how it stands out.
Right, yeah. Okay, it stands out. And it's a rather peculiar shape, I think.
It is. I'd call it a very deep mountain. When you're cycling up it, it almost takes you... It seems as if you're cycling forever before you actually feel as if you're on the mountain, even though you're climbing, which makes it a very, very difficult climb in cycling, in the cycling world. And it's actually a lot of people say it's the hardest climb on the Tour de France.
Right, so yeah. Tour de France is the link, the hardest one.
We've not had
the Grand Depart.
We had the Tour de France came to Yorkshire in 2014. It was a great coup that the Yorkshire got the Tour. It had never really been this far north in, certainly not in England. It had started in the UK before, but it was down south. So it was a great coup that Yorkshire won the Le Grand Depart of the Tour de France.
And the longest uphill in this country.
In this country, the longest continuous climb in England is up the Crag Road. And if you imagine to go up the Crag Road, it's about 5.5 miles up the Crag Road with an average gradient of, I think the steepest the gradient gets on the crag is about 7%. If you imagine Mont Ventoux is it's I think from start to finish it's about 19-20 kilometres. So that's what, 12 miles, just under 12 miles, 10 miles. So it's twice the length of the Crag Road, more than twice the length of Crag Road, really.
Well, I tried, when I was reasonably fit, I tried cycling the Crag Road from Mytham right up to the White House.
Yeah,
it nearly put my lights out. But you've tackled the Mont Ventoux.
I have. I've done it a number of times. There are three ways up Mont Ventoux, and I've done each one of them separately. There is a challenge for very, 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 very good cyclists to actually do all three sides within a 24-hour period. And there are people in the world who've done that.
But that's Ben Nevis. Three times, and then the extra 2,000 feet.
Yeah, it's quite an achievement, that. The record for cycling up Mont Ventoux is held by a Spanish professional cyclist, or was it held by a Spanish? It is still stands, called Ivan Mayo, and that was set in 2004 during a time trial, which is basically a race where you're not competing against other people, you're competing against the clock. And that stands at 55.51 minutes. Now, to put that into context, the fastest I've done it is 3 hours. So it took me three times as long. They say that a good club cyclist can cycle up Mont Ventoux in less than 2 hours. If you can do it less than 2 hours, that's quite an achievement. But I think I've done it in about 3 hours 15.
Well, all I can say is well done in doing it 3 hours 15. I think that's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Well done. And right, now it sounds as though you do a lot of cycling.
I do a lot of cycling, both in this country and abroad. I've cycled in Italy and Spain and France and various other places. But, road cycling and mountain biking, I do both.
Can we just explain what the difference between road biking and mountain biking?
As it says, really, road cycling, you go up mountains on roads.
With bicycles that have very thin
wheels, kind of, dropped handlebars, as light as you possibly can get them. And on a mountain bike, or in French, that's a vélo tout terrain, you go off-road. So you would go on bridle tracks, things like that. And it's kind of, I suppose, like more cross-country cycling.
And you've got the more cross-country tyres.
You've got thick knobbly tyres. A lot of road cyclists kind of look down on mountain bikers and mountain bikes because they think they're like tanks. They're not those sleek machines.
Of course, there's a lot of balance and tricks and things like that in mountain biking.
Yeah, there are.
That you can do.
Not that I do any of that. I just don't go on a mountain bike because to me it's like a prolonged walk. In fact, I am known to push my mountain bike a lot. It is like a long walk. You can see further than you would go walking, and that's what I like about it.
It's obviously two different specialisms, isn't it?
Definitely.
Okay, and when you go, how do you stay in hotels or?
We've got a little motorhome. And we go in that and we tour around and take our bikes and we both... for me, it's a way in which you can see an area really effectively and get to know an area. By road bike, you can see all the different little towns and so forth. On a mountain bike, you can see the countryside and that's what I like about it. My husband is much more competitive than I am. I'm not like that at all.
He wants to enter the race.
No, that's not for me. I just want to go sightseeing.
Right. And when you're in the races, do you get a lot of spectators?
Yes, you get lots and lots of spectators. Just cycling in France is absolutely fantastic. The general public, because of the Tour de France, I guess. They love cyclists, they give you room, especially if you're on a climb like Mont Ventoux, they'll shout and clap for you and cheer you on and shout bon courage and allez, and it is a real spectator sport there. To see a stage of the Tour de France in France is quite something, really. It's a real treat, a day out.
Well, we went to the one at Mytham Royd. There's such a lot of the preliminary.
Yeah, that's it, the caravan going through. And
they're throwing gifts out to the children.
It's a great day out. And that kind of, if you go to an area like Mont Ventoux, when the Tour de France is coming through, for a week beforehand, there'll be hundreds and hundreds of cyclists wanting to cycle the same cols as the professionals. And you get spectator involvement there as well. It is really fantastic atmosphere.
I suppose cycling in France has got the same support that football in England has.
I guess so. It is. I guess so. It's a real... The Tour de France is a real national event, and for a town in France to win an opening stage or a finishing stage of the tour, it's a real prestigious thing for them.
They have to pay.
But it brings in a lot of profit, a lot of tourism to the town. It's a chance for them to showcase what they have to offer in the area, which is how Yorkshire treated the Grand Départ, felt. And think of the tourism that's come to Yorkshire as a result of that. I think it's phenomenal.
Because describe what the Grand Départ was. Where did it go from?
The Grand Départ starts...
This is in 2014.
2014, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Folks.
Traditionally, the Tour de France will the start of it, the opening of it, is called Le Grand Départ. And traditionally, it starts in different places. The route, the Tour de France route in France is always different. and it will either go anti-clockwise or clockwise around France. But quite often the Grand Départ will start overseas, outside of France. It started in Holland, in Germany, in Spain, you know, all over. And therefore, you know, the Grand Départ, the opening 3 days of the Tour de France in 2014, started in Yorkshire. And we all had the bunting up the Crag Road, didn't we? Which became a collector's item.
Yes.
Fantastic, yeah.
Guinness Book of Records.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Yes. So really, if you think about that atmosphere in France, it is... We had great weather that weekend, but quite often in France it is, you know, especially in Provence, it's really good weather.
And the spectators can be quite enthusiastic.
They can be very enthusiastic. They shout, you know, towards you and definitely with the professionals. But just as I said earlier, even if you're just an ordinary cyclist, they will clap you, they'll encourage you, they'll shout allez, bon courage. And quite often they do get physically involved with you as well.
Physically involved?
Yes, whoa. Indeed.
You're on a bike.
You are. But quite often they like to give you, if they think you're struggling or you need a helping hand, they'll run alongside you and give you a little push. Now sometimes...
On the back?
Yes, I would say the majority of times on the back, although sometimes people do get an obvious pleasure from that. Shall we say, perhaps... kind of gentlemen who like to get a little bit more involved with lady cyclists, as I had on one of my trips on Mont Ventoux, where a chap, I thought he was very nice, you know, I was going up a particularly steep bit, he had his car, leapt out of his car, came and gave me a good push, ran alongside me, I said merci, and then I noticed up ahead there he was again doing the same with the women cyclists. And this time I took a little bit more notice and I realised that his hand wasn't quite in the middle of my back. It was a little further south and he was having quite a nice squeeze of my right buttock as well.
Oh, wow.
So my mercy wasn't quite as thankful.
Oh dear, we've sunk to the abyss.
We've sunk to a new low, so to speak.
Technical assistance in biking
that's
involved. What we shouldn't do. Oh dear, thanks very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Angie. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, à bientôt.
À bientôt.
Oui. Au revoir from Christine. Bye bye. Bye.